I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. New Mexico health officials on Wednesday announced 147 additional cases of the COVID-19. The confirmed cases of the coronavirus now stands at 9,250, with 3,806 recovered, 197 have been hospitalized, but unfortunately 410 people have died from the disease. No new cases of the coronavirus was reported from Lincoln County, which currently stands at 5. Lincoln County Sheriff-elect Mike Wood announced his new administrative team when they take office on January the 1st. Wood succeeds current Sheriff Robert Shepard, who termed out. The Federated Republican Women of Lincoln County will conduct the regular scheduled meeting Monday, June 22nd at the Cree Meadows Restaurant at 301 Country Club Drive in Ruidoso. The meeting will begin at 11 a.m. with social time, followed by lunch, which begins at 11:30, and on the menu, chicken fried steak at only $13 a plate. The business meeting then will begin at 11:50 a.m., followed by the keynote speaker at 12:15 p.m. with the winner of the CD2 primary race, Yvette Harrell. New Mexico lawmakers and Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham are preparing to a more than $2 billion budget hole as lawmakers are expected to meet for a special legislative session beginning next Thursday. While much of what to keep and what to cut is still being hashed out, it's now expected that the state will lean heavily on reserves to fill the shortfall. During a Wednesday press conference, the governor discussed her administration's recommendation of using $193 million in reserves to in part cover the current budget shortfall. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom A. Reese.